for Alley C today.
Ben Fuchs, nutritional pharmacist for Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your wellness and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on the Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25-plus years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, migraine headaches, obesity, all kinds of skin diseases, psoriasis, acne, eczema, rosacea, fibromyalgia, digestive ailments, autoimmune diseases, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and biology? Standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem miraculous to some folks, it's nothing more than the way the body works. Business as usual for the human body. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, skincare ingredients, if you want to get off your drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program. If you've got a question about ingredients or herbal medicine, we're here to help you out on the Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Try to get on board early. I like to get as many calls in as I can. And if you want to email me, you can also send a note to ben@ksco.com. That's ben@ksco.com. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend, call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Debbie at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Powdered nutrition. You put it in water, it allows you to drink your nutrients and give yourself a nice steady state level of B vitamins and vitamin C, your fat-soluble vitamins, minerals, and other trace and accessory nutrients. It's called Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's my favorite longevity product. You could ask them about any of the longevity products. They're friendly, they're knowledgeable, and they can help you out. 866-735-2470. You can also get to my website, which is brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Got new articles up there, videos, and you can also purchase products. There's a shopping cart up now. And let's see what else. Click on the Join Now link if you want to help me in my mission to educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation, or if you want to learn more about the longevity products and somebody get back to you, click on that Join Now link. All right, so I've got a couple of letters here I want to make sure I talk about before we, well, let's see. There's something that I want to get off my chest here, folks. You know, I'm getting a lot of notes from people who are really not healthy, people who've been going down the rabbit hole sometimes for decades. And that is just the way it is in this country, unfortunately. From the time we're born, from the time we leave the womb, our digestive system begins to become compromised. For most of us, we develop, human babies come out of the womb with underdeveloped intestines, underdeveloped immune systems. And if we're not taking care of ourselves, if our moms aren't breastfeeding us for a long enough period of time or breastfeeding us at all, or if our moms are not nutritionally healthy, then we are in big trouble from the day we're born. And that just compounds itself as we immerse ourselves in the culture and immerse ourselves in the standard American diet. However, the bright side is this idea that you're not going to get healthy with surgery. You're not going to get healthy with drugs. You're not going to get healthy anywhere in the medical model. Good health is not the absence of disease. The medical model, at best, can just knock things out, cut things out, or medicate symptoms. However, the reason this program is called The Bright Side is because it's good news. No matter what we've been told by our medical gurus and our medical gods, good health is not complicated. Even if you are so far down the rabbit hole that it seems like healing or wellness is going to be an impossibility, there are things that you can do. In fact, you can begin to change your health life today. The first thing you got to do, no matter how sick you are, no matter what condition you have, the first thing you want to do is focus on the 3 points of disease and key in on your first point, and that's the digestive system. That means eliminating problem foods. Simply eliminating problem foods is the hugest step that you can take for good health, and you don't need allergy testing, and you don't need food testing, and you don't need anybody to tell you. Your stomach will tell you. Your intestines will tell you. Your heartburn will tell you. Your digestive system will tell you. Most often, problem foods are going to be processed foods. Foods that are come out of a box, foods that come in a wrapper, foods that have a heavy marketing associated with them, foods that have a cartoon character or some silly song they're singing to get you to buy the thing. Be especially wary of foods that last a long time without changing texture or quality. That is a bad sign. If you can keep a food for months and it tastes the same, that's a food you don't want to eat. If a food has a long shelf life, it's going to give you a short shelf life. If you're really unhealthy or if you have long-standing health problems, you may need to do a liquid fast. Maybe stick to veggie juices or smoothies or bone soup. Think of it like a food holiday, like you're giving your digestive system a break. Your digestive system needs a vacation just like we do. A lot of our ideas about food and about eating are flat out wrong. And one of the most important misunderstandings is this idea that if I don't eat, I'm not going to have any energy. In fact, the opposite is true. Under conditions of short-term fasting, the brain releases chemicals, brain hormones, called orexins, O-R-E-X-I-N-S. And these are brain chemicals, peptides, that we didn't know about 30 years ago. We just started to discover that the brain secretes chemicals. They're called orexins. Some people call them hypocretins, and that's spelled H-Y-P-O-C-R-E-T-I-N-S. These orexins, these hypocretins, they're brain proteins. And although they're active throughout the digestive tract, these brain proteins work in the digestive system, they are responsible for mental arousal. In fact, they're so potent for arousal that drug companies are actually researching these substances, orexins and hypocretins, for their pharmacological applications. They want to use them as drugs to treat narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is this disease where people will just be talking to you and they'll fall asleep. 1 out of 3,000 people have narcolepsy, so it's a pretty significant health issue and a potentially lucrative health issue for drug companies, and they're studying these orexin materials, these hypocretin materials that are produced in the brain to use them as drugs. Now, when you think about it, doesn't it make sense from an evolutionary perspective that we would develop arousal chemicals, chemicals that keep us alert and awake when we're hungry? That way we can go out and look for food. So when we're hungry, the brain will secrete arousal chemicals. This idea that if I don't eat, I'm not going to have enough energy is bad science. It doesn't make sense when you understand how the brain works. In fact, one of the best ways to shut down these arousal chemicals is by eating. When we eat food, orexin levels drop, hypocretin levels drop, and that's why most people need a nap after they eat, especially sugar. The fastest way to drop your orexin levels, your hypocretin levels, your arousal chemical levels, is to eat sugary foods. In fact, blood glucose levels directly control the production and release of orexin peptides. If you're eating the standard American diet of bread and corn and potatoes and pasta and rice and fruit and desserts and pop, you can rest assured your orexin levels are plunging. And that's one of the main reasons we need to run our bodies on caffeine and on cortisol. When glucose levels drop, when blood sugar levels drop, orexin levels rise. And this gives us the arousal energy. Energy, the key word here. It gives us the energy to go out and seek food. It's really an exquisite system when you think about it. Under fasting conditions, the body gives us more energy. And this is especially true if you have digestive problems and you're eating foods that are initiating an immune response or an allergic response. In other words, under normal, healthy circumstances, low blood sugar, when you're fasting, when you're eating less sugary foods, stimulates orexin, which stimulates arousal and wakefulness. That means, in a way, the less you eat, the more energy you'll have. We'll continue this discussion on the bright side when we come back from a break. I'm Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, 866-582-8255. 9933 is our number. Don't forget to check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in the liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got, gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1970. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollar. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for being here, folks. We're here 5 days a week. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. 8 to 9 Pacific Time, at 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archives on brightsideben.com. Let's see here. Roger writes, hi, Ben. Love your program. Listen to it every day. Recently discovered that I'm lactose intolerant. Thanks to your program, I have had chronic diarrhea for the past 10 years or so. Tried to figure out what was causing it to no avail. I tried cutting out milk before, but I never cut out everything that is made with milk. Good job. Let's see. I recently cut out all milk products from my diet, and voila, most of the diarrhea was gone. Now I'm discovering other foods that are causing diarrhea. Why do they have to be some of my favorite foods to eat, like cherries, organic apple juice, and I'm starting to think grapes and wine might be another. I've also cut out my whey protein. I've never been allergic to anything as far as I know. As far as you know is the key word there, Roger. And I'm a pretty healthy person. Never eat processed too. Okay, so here's the deal. We become addicted and we begin to enjoy our slave masters, so to speak. There's a phenomenon called the Stockholm Syndrome, which is a phenomenon they notice when people are kidnapped. They start to identify and they start to actually fall in love with their captors. And this is kind of what happens in the human body in a certain way. We become attracted to and we actually fall in love with the foods that are the worst for us, because the body is so loving and so kind that when we're under stress, and when we're under severe stress especially, it will produce happy hormones. It will produce pain-killing hormones. It will produce opium-like substances in the brain to help us deal with the pain, to help us cope with our attackers. And these substances are called endorphins, from the word morphine or ORPH. Whenever you see that in a biochemical word, remember, biochemical words are always very descriptive. And if you understand chemistry, you can tell what kind of molecule is being described by a word. So endorphins are like morphine. ORPH tells you you have an opiate-like substance. Well, it turns out that when we eat foods that we're allergic to, especially if we do it on a repeated basis, our brain will secrete these morphine, heroin, opium-like compounds to help relieve the pain and relieve the discomfort. And we'll think these foods taste great, because every time you have cherries or every time you have milk or every time you have something you're allergic to, you're starting to secrete these happy hormones. And what's worse is you can become addicted to these happy hormones, which means we will become addicted to our torturers, which are the foods that we're eating. So, Roger, if you're loving the cherries and the organic apple juice and the whey protein and the wine, it could be because your brain is secreting these chemicals to help you deal with the allergens. The point is, you can be allergic to lots and lots of things, and the fact that you like a food is not necessarily an indicator that that is a food that's good for you. As far as lactose intolerant, Roger, I don't think you're necessarily lactose intolerant. Lactose is a sugar that will, for many people who are lactose intolerant, will give you a little bit of gas and will give you some bloating. But if you had diarrhea for 10 years and you're noticing that there's a lot of other foods that are involved, chances are you are suffering from food allergies. Now, cherries and vegetables and apples and foods, grapes, a lot of folks, we just assume those are good for us because we've been brainwashed into thinking that fruits and vegetables are always good for us. Some fruits and vegetables can create allergic responses, and that's why you have to go by your symptoms. You don't need allergy testing. You don't need to go to a doctor. You don't need to go to a specialist and have to fill out forms and pay for insurance companies. You can do it yourself. Just eat single, simple foods, like maybe have a dish full of cherries or have some apples or whatever you suspect is causing a problem, and see how you feel. All you got to do is be vigilant to your symptomology. Roger, it sounds like there's a lot of foods you're having problems with, but rest assured there are some things that you can do. The key is to listen to your body. Listen to how your body's responding from a biochemical standpoint in terms of arousal, in terms of energy levels, and in terms of mood, and then listen to your digestive system in terms of cramping, bloating, diarrhea, constipation, gas, heartburn. You know, it seems like we should all know what a digestive symptom is, but we've been so detached from our bodies for so long that many of us don't really know what a digestive system is. So heartburn on the top to diarrhea, constipation on the bottom, and all in between your mouth and your exit, your anus, where things are coming out, that's the digestive tract. And any kind of symptomology in response to food needs to be addressed. The point here is that this mythology around food that we have is not serving us, especially when it comes to energy and food. We have this idea that we got to be ingesting calories when we're tired. You know, how many times do you hear a mom say when their kid is tired and grumpy, oh, you got to be eating, you have to have some food. My mom said it all the time. I said it to my kid. This idea that when we're ingested, we have to ingest calories when we're tired is not based on good science. And of course, not only is it possible to have more energy from fasting, but if we're unhealthy, Fasting also means that we're going to have less biochemical processing, and an already compromised system is going to have less work to do if we're fasting. All of this means we will feel better when we eat less. And by the way, folks, you'll be saving a lot of money. Have you noticed what's happening with the cost of groceries? You know, you can go to Whole Foods and get a bag of groceries that'll last you 3 or 4 days, and it'll cost you $100. I suspect the same thing is true at regular supermarkets. You're going to save money on top of everything else. On top of feeling better, and on top of improving your health, when you eat less calories, when you incorporate a weekly fast into your regimen, you'll be saving money, you'll be feeling better. The number one thing we can do, everybody can do, to improve our health, not even sick people, especially if we're sick, but even if we're healthy, the number one thing we can do to improve our health and longevity is reduce our calories and give ourselves regular 24-hour food holidays. And that means you can still put calories in, but you won't be eating food. That means soups, smoothies, and juices. Another really important point about this whole eating less and drinking more nutrients or drinking more foods is when you drink your nutrition, you're pre-digesting your foods and nutrients can get right to work. That's why I talk about that Beyond Tangy Tangerine so much. In pharmacy school, we learn that liquids are the fastest way to absorb nutrients next to intravenous and intranasal. So if you can't snort your food or inject your food, the next best thing to absorb nutrients is to drink your food. Juices, soups, smoothies are pre-digested. The nutrients can go right to work. This is especially important for fatty nutrients, which can be especially difficult to absorb, especially for women as they get older. When women's estrogen levels drop, their fat absorption will drop as well. And a lot of folks have problems with fat absorption. If you have any kind of colon problems, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, gallbladder removed, fatty nutrients are going to be difficult to absorb. Especially gallbladders, folks. If you had your gallbladder removed, I know I talk about this a lot, because that's one thing that's just really torques me is when doctors automatically say, oh, you got stones? We got to take that gallbladder out, as if that gallbladder doesn't do anything. If you have intestinal problems, if you have liver problems, drinking your fatty nutrients can be extremely helpful. Your main fatty nutrients are your essential fatty acids, your fatty vitamins, DEAK, vitamins D-E-A-K, we call them DEAK, and the three main classes of fatty plant nutrients, your flavonoids, carotenoids, and phytosterols. These fatty nutrients from plants, by the way, are especially important for skin health, for anti-aging skin. Plant nutrients are specifically important for protecting us from the environment. That's what they do in the plants. They protect the plant from the sun, and they protect the plant from the environment. They do the same thing for us. We'll come back and continue our discussion. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get your phone calls when we come back from our break. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas. The Lost Vegas. Now available at Amazon.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones I recommend, you can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Debbie at 866-735-2470. Don't forget to ask about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I'm getting some nice letters from people who've already started the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's liquid nutrition. It tastes great. It's really reasonably priced. And one of the neatest things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is you notice results in 2 or 3 days, even less sometimes. One of the cool things about nutrition and nutritional supplementation is the more nutritionally deficient you are, the sicker you are, the less healthy you are, the faster you notice results. That's one of the coolest things about the human body, how forgiving it is, how resilient it is, and how willing it is to turn on a dime once we turn on a dime. So ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or any of the fine longevity products. Phyllis, Andy, Nasima, or Debbie, they're knowledgeable and friendly, and they can help you out. They're at 866-735-2470. Of course, you can always get to my website, brightsideben.com, and purchase anything you like off the shopping cart there, or click on the Join Now link, and somebody will get back to you with information. And I'll continue. I think we'll continue talking about this orexin idea. I also want to talk a little bit about how the body produces energy, and we'll do that in the next few days. And I have not forgotten. I've gotten a bunch of letters about the seventh type of acne, thyroid acne, that's connected to the adrenal glands. And in my mind, as a skincare professional, it is the most fascinating type of acne. I have not forgotten type number 7. We will definitely be talking about that in the coming days, so keep on listening to The Bright Side. But we got some folks on hold, and don't like people holding too long, so let's get right to the phones. Rick in Texas, what's going on?
Hey, Ben, how you doing today?
Doing well, buddy.
I've got my mom, before she heard your show and I heard your show about not having your gallbladder took out, she had hers took out. What does she need to replace into that?
A lot of things you could do. I'm glad you asked that, because you and 500,000 people, or your mom and 500,000 people every year get their gallbladder taken out, even more now. So it's a serious issue. If you've had your gallbladder, well, first let's talk about the gallbladder. The gallbladder is a little bag or a sack. The word bladder just means a biological bag, and it's connected to your intestine, and it's connected to your liver. And between, it sits kind of between the intestine and the liver. The liver will make bile. The bile will get produced in the liver, and then it will go into the gallbladder, which will function as a kind of storage tank for bile. Now, if you're new to the program, or even if you're not, it bears repeating, bile is quite possibly the single most important fluid in your body, of course, next to blood and lymph. Bile is probably the most important fluid in your body. Bile is responsible for helping break down fatty substances from food. Number one, it's like a soapy material, a detergent-like material that breaks down the fats out of food. So if you eat a food, say you eat a piece of a pepper. Now, pepper doesn't look like it has much fat, but it does. So you'll chew the pepper, and the mass of food will go into your digestive tract. If you're healthy and you have a gallbladder, that gallbladder will collect all the bile up from the liver, and it will start to squirt it into the intestine as the food goes through the intestine, and the bile will contact the food, the chewed up pepper, and it will sort of break up the fatty material, the fatty vitamins, the phytonutrients that we've been talking about, and all of that stuff will be easier to absorb. That's number one. But bile does something else that's very important. The bile then travels through the intestine, and it goes back into the liver. And in the liver, it acts like a soap for all the poisons that accumulate in the liver. So it's breaking up fats from food, and it's breaking up fatty poisons too. It's got two roles. It's a critically important detoxification substance, and it's a critically important detergent, fat dissolver from food. So as it's coming through the body again, it goes through the liver, and then some of it will get excreted out into the large intestine, but the large majority of bile returns back to the gallbladder, and then it gets stored some more. Now, what will happen over time, if the liver is clogged up and there's all kinds of crappy material in your foods, eventually that bile is going to get sticky and sludgy and gooky. Just like if you put STP oil engine cleaner in your car, eventually if your car is dirty, that STP is going to start to get clogged up and gooky and gunky, and you're going to have to replace it. Well, you can't replace your bile. What ends up happening with this gooky, gunky bile is it starts to clog up in the tiny little vessels that are squirting the bile out of the gallbladder, and that's when you start to have problems with stones. It's sticky, sludgy, gooky bile that is the problem. So what does your doctor do? Does he tell you, well, let's figure out why your bile is all sticky and sludgy and gooky? Does he tell you to change your diet around? Does he look for food allergens? Does he look for any toxins that are entering into the body? No. They take your gallbladder out. It is one of the dumbest, stupidest strategies in all of medicine, which is rife with stupid strategies. That may be the dumbest, is to yank out the gallbladder. That having been said, if you've had your gallbladder out, it's absolutely vital that you support your bile system. Because remember, that gallbladder is functioning as a storage tank for bile. Now you don't have it. Now your body's going to try to break down the foods, break down the fatty substances with only half as much bile, because it doesn't have this storage tank. It's actually way less than half. It's only going to get the bile that the liver is making. Now, the liver is going to secrete some bile into the intestine, so you do have some bile going on there, but you're missing that storage tank. So helping the body by taking in bile salts is job number one if you've had your gallbladder removed. You can buy numerous products. Look on the ingredients or the nutritional facts for something called Ox bile. The ultimate enzymes from Longevity have ox bile in them. Just go, if you're shopping around, just look for the words ox bile. The second thing you can do is you can support all fat dissolving and fat absorption chemistry. You can take in raw material that help your body make bile. One of the key components in bile is something called lecithin. And lecithin is so cool because you can buy it at the health food store. It costs you like $4 for a pint for 16 ounces of the stuff, which will last you 2 months. And it costs you $5, $6. It's one of the cheapest, most effective nutritional strategies you can get. So get some lecithin. Use lecithin with all of your fatty meals and put lecithin in your salads. Because remember, vegetables are going to have some fatty material in there too. So using lecithin can help your bile system. And then there's other raw materials that help you build bile. Taurine, the amino acid taurine, can help you build bile. The amino acid glycine can help you build bile. The B vitamin choline is important for bile production. Another thing that you can do is you can mix oils with all of your vegetables, because the fatty nutrients in vegetables are going to be difficult to process if you don't have bile. So helping your body by pre-digesting your vegetables and your fatty nutrients in vegetables, slightly steam your broccoli, slightly steam your Brussels sprouts, slightly steam your peppers and your tomatoes, and add butter or add essential fatty acid liquid like flaxseed oil or non-essential fatty acid liquids like olive oil, which has some good stuff in it, and kind of mix it all up together. Mix in spices, and always mix your spices with oil. So in other words, you're making your foods more oily and more pre-dissolved and pre-digested before they enter into your digestive tract. And then last but not least, make absolutely sure you're nutritionally supplementing with your fatty vitamins D, E, A, and K. If you're missing bile, you're going to be deficient in those four key nutrients. Thanks so much for calling, Rick. Hope we helped out. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. If you're on hold, stay there. We'll get to your calls when we come back. 866-582-9933 is our number. Don't go away. We got more good health information coming at you on The Bright Side right after this. Howdy folks, pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Longevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's gcnminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans, Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. And ask for the GCN Buy One, Get One Free Special, or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Susan writes, recently discovered your program, listen with pen and notepad. My 21-year-old son asked my opinion about a supplement, somatotropic myonucleic growth factor, and I've read online it's supposed to increase HGH and testosterone production by the body, therefore help develop muscle mass, size, and strength. I don't know if this is a wise move or not. He is 6'6 and weighs 160 to 165 of very developed muscles. I saw that one aspect of the supplement may be lowering fat. I know he doesn't need this, but what about the safety of the supplement? It sounds like a case of bigorexia. That's what we used to call it in the gym when I was working out back in the day. Guys who look in the mirror and they're totally ripped and totally buff, but they don't realize it. It's like reverse anorexia. We used to call it bigorexia. So it sounds like your 21-year-old boy may have a case of bigorexia if he's 6'6 and weighs 165, although that does sound a little bit lean. Here's my take on these things like somatotropic myonucleic growth factor. You don't need them. You don't need them. You want to encourage your body to make its own growth factors. You don't need to be taking growth factors, especially if you're 21 when you should be surging in growth factor. At the age of 21, your brain should be pumping out all kinds of growth factors. If you are nutritionally solid, if you're grounded in good nutrition, if you're not, if you're a bodybuilder, and you probably know this, but for those of you who are not bodybuilders, if you're interested in building muscle, the best thing you could do is drop your blood sugar down and don't do anything that messes up your blood sugar. Elevated insulin and insulin resistance is the enemy of bodybuilding. In fact, insulin is a growth hormone. Over time, if you're eating a lot of sweets and a lot of sugar, your body stops listening to insulin, and that's the worst thing that can happen if you're interested in building muscle. So for your boy, no, I don't suggest somatotropic myonucleic growth factor. I suggest protein, and I suggest essential fatty acids. Folks, this is really important. If you're interested in growing protein or growing muscle, and if you're interested in building protein, and really, a lot of what we call aging is simply the breakdown in protein production. So reversing the aging process, building muscle, being a bodybuilder or an athlete, all of these involve stimulating protein production. Taking in protein is key, but the trigger that ignites protein production is essential fatty acids. Let me say that again because that's so important. The trigger that ignites protein production from the genes at the genetic level is essential fatty acids. If you are not getting essential fatty acids, your protein production will be compromised. If you're not absorbing your essential fatty acids, again, your protein production will be compromised. You'll have difficulties building protein, building muscle, I should say. You'll have difficulties with aging. You'll have accelerated aging. You'll be wrinkling. You'll have bone problems. Osteoporosis is a protein problem as much or more than it is a calcium problem. Your body will basically be breaking down if you're not making protein. And if you have a fat problem, either intake or absorption, you got a protein problem too. So correcting any fat malabsorption issues and taking in copious, generous amounts of essential fatty acids. The question always comes up, how much essential fatty acids do I take? There's no answer to that, folks, because our needs vary person to person, even within the same person. Your needs vary month to month, day to day, hour to hour. There's no real way to know how much essential fatty acids you need. The best way to dose yourself with EFAs is to do it until symptoms disappear. By symptoms, I mean fat cravings. So you want to take in enough essential fatty acids until you don't crave fatty foods. And milk and ice cream and butter and cheese, and everybody's got their favorite fatty foods. Mine's pizza, but everybody's got their favorites. And I can tell, by the way, if I'm traveling and I don't take my EFAs, and if I miss, all it takes is a day, I'm going for the pizza. So I can imagine after 2 or 3 or 4 days what happens, and many folks go cradle to grave without enough essential fatty acids. So getting in enough EFAs so your fat cravings disappear, so your menstrual cramps disappear if you're a woman, or till you don't need moisturizer. Dry skin is a sign of essential fatty acid deficiency. In fact, all dryness should first be considered an essential fatty acid issue. So for your boy, Susan, protein, essential fatty acids, correct digestive issues, and don't forget the building nutrients, the builder bees, I call them. The B vitamins are your building nutrients. For Rick, if you're still listening, in terms of making bile, make sure you're getting the B vitamins. Anytime you want to make something in the body, there are B vitamins that are helping your body do that. The B vitamins break parts up from food and then rearrange them to make biochemicals in the body. So making sure you're getting enough of those trace nutrients like the B vitamins. Zinc is very important for stimulating growth hormones and growth factors from the brain. In fact, one of the first things that they noticed when they started to study zinc, in fact, the classic textbook on zinc is called The Biochemistry of Zinc, and it's really very difficult to find. I had to rent it from the library for a couple of weeks. It's a whole textbook that shows pictures of what happens when children don't get enough zinc, and what happens is they don't grow. So zinc is very important for the growth process, and most people don't know about zinc and aren't getting anywhere near enough zinc because it's not in the food. So you need about 50 milligrams of zinc a day. Always balance that out with copper. Thanks so much for writing, Susan. And let's go back to the phones and see what Scott has to say. What's going on, Scott?
Hey, Ben. I learned so much from listening to your show. It's the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to get my tangy tangerine and all that.
Good deal. Call me after you start taking it. Give us a call. Let me know what you think.
I will. And quick comment. I've passed my gallstones a couple times using like an olive oil grapefruit recipe. And I've got out hundreds of stones, and I always feel so good after I do it. But that's just a one point. But I wanted to ask you, is protein powder good to take? And I've been trying. Everybody I know is getting cancer, and I saw something about sodium bicarbonate cancer treatments.
Okay.
Ingesting baking soda somehow.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know anything about that?
I do know a little bit about that. Cancer requires acid to grow and to thrive. And one of the things that happens in the body is as we get older, our acid and alkaline balance get thrown off. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. The whole idea of pH is important to understand. pH is a measurement of how acid or how non-acid something is. And the pH scale is a rating, I guess you could say, from 0 to 14. There's some mathematics involved, but basically 0 is very acidic, and then as you go down the line to 14, it becomes more and more alkaline. Some people say basic. So you have this scale of acid to base or acid to alkaline. The body needs to be at a pH of most of the body. It varies a little bit, but generally the fluids in the body need to be between 7.35 and 7.45, and that's really a very narrow window. As you start to get lower than 7, as you start to go more into the acid side of things, you don't feel so good. And a cancer cell is a type of cell that can work in an acidic pH, in an acid pH. It loves acid pH. That's the difference. A couple differences, but one of the main differences between a cancer cell and a regular cell is cancer loves acid. Now, the question is how do we keep the body more alkaline? What is the way to make the body more alkaline? If you know a little bit about health, it's hard to avoid this subject because there's all kinds of charlatans out there that are selling products that are supposed to make your blood more alkaline. more where it's supposed to be. But the point is, you don't need those things. The body knows how to make itself alkaline. It has a key system for keeping everything at the right pH, and that's your respiratory system. And that's why on this program, I hope I don't let a day go by without talking about the importance of deep breathing in oxygen and deep exhalation out carbon dioxide. Oxygen is alkaline, carbon dioxide is acid. In fact, the very reason why a cell turns cancerous is because it lacks oxygen. It lacks this alkalinizing energetic power. And so when you don't breathe over long periods of time, when you have inflammation clogging things up, when you don't have the key nutrients that are alkalinizing, what ends up happening is cells learn to run on acid in an acid environment, and that's when cancer thrives. So keeping the body alkaline is very important. The number one way to do it is with oxygen. It's the most important thing you could do. And then also essential fatty acids act like oxygen magnets. So between respiration, breathing in, and exhalation, breathing out, and essential fatty acids, we should be doing just fine keeping ourselves alkaline. However, we know that doesn't happen. Number one, we learn not to breathe, because when we don't breathe, we don't feel. And when we get emotionally traumatized or physically traumatized or mentally traumatized, we learn to contract things. In fact, right now, for everybody listening, think something crappy, think something lousy, think something depressing, think something that bothers you, and you can almost feel your body contracting. You can almost feel how there's little micro contractions. Well, over time, that happens over and over again. Your body gets robbed of oxygen. Long story short, that's the music. We got to move. Sodium bicarbonate is a great strategy. Eighth of a teaspoon for every 8 ounces of water. Do it 1 to 3 times a day. Sodium bicarbonate is alkalinizing. A lot of things about sodium bicarbonate. In fact, I'll talk about that tomorrow. I'm sorry I have to rush through this, but that's the music, and that's all we have time for today. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.